The Finnish education system is wildly successful, ranking at the top in education benchmarks. This is a little strange for some, given that there are no standardized tests except for one matriculation exam when students are 17, and minimal homework. There are no rankings and no comparisons or competitions between students. In addition, students have more recess time than average, with a 15-minute break for every 45-minute lesson, compared to the US, when recess times are being cut further and further, and the focus of teaching is all about standardized testing. Finland's results can appear puzzling, but maybe they aren't so puzzling after all. Teachers spend fewer hours at school and less time in the classroom than American teachers do. They can use this extra time to build curriculums, collaborate, and support children who are lagging in their learning. Equality is the key word. Schools are small enough so that teachers can know every student. Class sizes are kept small. Another important point is that being an educator is seen as an important calling, and the job carries a large amount of prestige in Finland. Another important factor is the lack of hurry. Compulsory school doesn't begin until age 7, a whole year later than in most other countries. The increased playtime, minimal homework, and lack of constant testing makes sure that stress is kept at a minimum. Children are naturally curious and eager to learn if they are not rushed. Finland's educators are not resting on their laurels, however. To keep their system competitive and cutting edge, they are introducing some reforms. The national curriculum saw some changes in 2014. One of the principles guiding those changes was teaching children how to learn, giving young Finns the skills to acquire more knowledge independently throughout their lives. When it comes to education, the Finnish principles seem to run contrary to common wisdom, but they work. The proof is in the pudding.